the three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Boren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year, Hall of Fame wingman, and other awards that he hasn't told us about, and I haven't figured out what they are yet, but I might. Three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year is good enough. TVV, good evening. You ready to roll?
Homer, more than ready.
Hello. All right. Tell me, everyone, what you know about the Miz. The Miz is bigger than the Green Bay Packers. Not for the whole year, but right now. Anything you can tell us. What he likes for breakfast. Does he? When you were close to him, does he look like he's 10, 12, 15? Take it away, TVV.
Yeah, it looks about 20 when you talk to him. A little bit bashful in personal interactions, but obviously confident on the field and, you know, confident in his abilities. I don't know if he was exactly that when he first came up, but, boy, wouldn't you grow that way after the start he's had to the major leagues? You know, I was talking with him one day just in the dugout. I said, well, who's the, you know, who's the star alum from Crowder College? He said, well, that's Aaron Ashby, of course. So, you know, Brewers have two pitchers from that college in junior college and, you know, Ashby right now on the paternity list, but Mizorowski was deferential to Ashby on that. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things, there's anticipation in baseball because you can see that matchup coming or what day that guy's going to pitch. And when it builds up and then answers the buildup, man, that's something special.
I want you to inform us what days it's expected that he'll pitch the rest of the season, if you can, because those are the biggest games of the Brewers.
So, in other words, like, instead of a magic number on the news, we should just have a, you know, 3 days until Miz's next start, something like that.
Yes, right,
maybe.
Nothing as big as that, right?
I kind of like that. Obviously, All-Star break here coming up after
this
weekend.
When's he pitching next?
He's not going to pitch. Well, so how's it going to line up? Peralta's going to pitch Sunday, and they really like Peralta on his regular rest. Okay. So you figure he's going to come back again, start the rotation over. So you can track it after that. He would make the start after Peralta's next start, I would assume, correct?
No, I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you, and then I want you to ask the Brewers for them to put out a release right now. Expected starts for Miz the rest of the season.
They might. They've done a very nice job of kind of tapping into the just growing enthusiasm for this guy. And they have put the information out for people to be proactive.
Yes.
So you know what, Homer, I will let you know that I will do that on Fox 6. You know, Packers are coming up, so I'll be in Green Bay quite a bit with training camp starting there on the 23rd. But when I am around in Milwaukee, I will do a Miz countdown if I can.
Yes, and I understand there's limits to it, and the Brewers could say, "Well, we don't know" or whatever. But yes, the most important games the rest of the season for the Brewers, for a fan, is every game he pitches.
So where are you, if you are to rank, not rank, I guess, that's not really the right word, but what's your rotation for the Brewers? Who's your ace? Who's your two? Who's your three?
If he's healthy, Woody would be my ace, Miz would be my second, and Peralta would be my third.
Your all-star is your third.
Yeah, no, he at their best. Those two are better than he is. I mean, he's good, but at their best. Now, the question is, will they continue that? I also believe, I would think the Brewers are going to wait as long as they can to add a bat because they want to make sure, with Woodruff and the injury and then Miz just being young, like, that they continue not at the same level, but at a level high enough for them to believe, as I do, that if they remain pitching as they are, they can win the World Series. That's my discount Lego Twitter poll question. I say if Woody and Miz, I call him Smoke, remain outstanding for the season, then the Brewers can win the World Series. Agree or disagree? Now, TVV, it's your vote.
I agree. I would give you, it's an if, because you're talking about those guys maintaining this level of production. For Mizorowski, obviously, first time seeing all these teams. All right, now he's going to go the second time seeing these teams, and how's he going to do? So that's an if. And Woodruff, I don't think anybody under the sun, probably including Brandon Woodruff, thought he could pitch as well as he did in his return to the majors. So that's an if, too, as to whether he can hold up. But you're right. If those two guys are there, Peralta, to me, has pitched like a number one this year.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about his career to this point, but he's pitched like a number one this year for sure. Priester is, his sample size is large enough. Quintana, give me what he gives you the other day. That's just fine. Have a guy like that who can do that. So, yeah, the Brewers could win the World Series if they continue to get this level of pitching. I do agree with you that I think they wait a while on the move that they will make for a bat, because I think it will reveal itself to them how much they're willing to give up. I wouldn't be surprised if they do a move anyway, but it's what are you willing to give up? If these guys stay at that level, then, okay, we're willing to mortgage more.
Yeah, and everybody needs to know that they can hope that there are three great Brewer players that were the third overall pick in the draft. Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, and now Andrew Vaughn. People don't know this guy, and imagine how bad he must have been playing for the White Sox to get rid of him after being the third overall pick, the college player of the year at Cal Berkeley. And he was okay his first couple of years. This year he was hitting like a pitcher, and there's no way to know how good he is. You know how good he could be, or they thought he could be, when he was drafted the same spot as Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. Take it away,
the White Sox. The White Sox did get Aaron Civale for him, okay? I mean, a guy who wanted to be in that starting pitcher rotation.
Yes, right.
Vaughn, to me, it's already justified. All
yes.
Right?
Have you talked about what's he like? Hit. Does he realize he's the Tony Mandrich of the baseball draft that year?
Let's do a little interview, Homer. Why don't you say, Andrew, why don't you ask me how it's going so far in Milwaukee?
How's it going so far in Milwaukee?
It's going well. I'm happy to be a part of the team.
That's it.
That's what it's like to talk to Andrew.
Yeah,
Vaughn.
I heard
don't
him on
look,
it.
Don't look for any
expansive
answers. But
you got to get to it. Like, come on. Right? I mean, people got to realize how highly thought of he was coming out of college, right?
I'm baffled by that. He doesn't have the body type of a slugger. He's a shorter guy than you expect. I'm amazed that he was picked at number three, but with his college ability and production, I can understand that. And again, it's already justified. If he doesn't have another hit for the Brewers all season long, justified.
I'm amazed the White Sox traded him. I don't care how bad it is. It was way too early, and especially given what they got for him. They got basically what they got for him says they had given up hope on him, right? I mean, that's
half a season of it at that. I mean, Savali's done after this. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah,
right,
Brewers will take
law.
That move on.
State law requires me to ask you, or you would have some comment about the Packers. You have 10 seconds.
Here we go. Here it comes. How about that? Here it comes.
You cautiously optimistic, confident? What?
Yeah.
They're going to be better than a
category.
Can they? Will they win the division? Will they win their division? Do I need to give you a week to think about that?
Yeah, I need.
That's going to be my number one question.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The number one thing, because otherwise you're going to be a 6 or 7 seed again, right?
Yeah, I'll wait on that one.
All right. Say
but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yes, I am too. Somebody's going to have to be special. Cooper, that's TVV, honoring the great Marquette, I wish. Wisconsin basketball team 2015, they had the great event, and you're going to just keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, and you should, because they should never be forgotten, and people should say thank you forever. There was that moment they could have won the national title. Next.